You're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Ritter High School in Overland, Missouri. Stay up to date and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and like us on Facebook at KRHS Media.
You are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM Radioactive Radio, broadcast from Ritter High School in Overland, Missouri. This is your afternoon news break for October 19, 2017. I am Devin Hudson, and here is today's weather. It looks like today is going to be a beautiful one, as the high is 70 degrees and there's not a cloud in sight. Tonight, the low is 51 degrees, and here is Samantha with the news around the nation.
Thank you, Devin. Three are dead in Maryland after a gunman opened fire on a home remodeling business today. Police are still searching for the suspect in Edgewood, Maryland after he opened fire on five people, killing three. First Lady Melania Trump is urging the public to continue to donate to help victims of recent hurricanes. Trump says in a new public service announcement that your help is needed. The Trumps gave a total of $1 million to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity, and other organizations after Hurricane Harvey struck the Houston area in late August. And here's Roxanne with local news.
Thank you, Sam. A DeSmet High School assistant football coach is dead following an attempted carjacking on Monday evening. Jazz Granderson was found with a gunshot wound to the abdomen late Monday evening after his SUV was stolen. Granderson was found with a gunshot wound in the 5100 block of Minnesota Avenue after witnesses reported hearing gunfire in the area around 1 a.m. Granderson played college football for Northern Iowa and Lindenwood before coaching for the past 2 years at DeSmet. The St. Charles VFW stopped showing NFL games because of anthem protests. A Veterans of Foreign Wars has stopped showing NFL games because members feel that players are disrespecting the flag. The VFW was a heavily visited spot for NFL fans to watch over the last few years, but after players began to kneel for the national anthem, many of the VFW members spoke up about their displeasure with the players, ultimately leading to the decision for the VFW to stop showing games. And here is Arion with your sports news.
Green Bay Packers All-Pro QB Aaron Rodgers has suffered a broken collarbone at the hands of Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr on Sunday. He is likely to miss the rest of the regular season. The Packers returned to backup Brett Hundley to lead the team. The NBA season kicked off with the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the Boston Celtics 102-99. Celtics small forward Gordon Hayward suffered a gruesome injury in the first quarter of the game, breaking his leg after going up for a rebound. Former Cleveland player Kyrie Irving made his debut with the Celtics also, as did St. Louis and Jason Tatum. Tatum, a 19-year-old rookie, had 14 points in his debut. LeBron James led the Cavs with 29 points and 16 rebounds. That's your sports brief, and I'm Arion. Here's Justin with the entertainment news.
Thanks, Arion. Here's an update on the Harvey Weinstein situation. Over 20 actresses have came out with allegations against Weinstein, who resigned from his position at Miramax yesterday. Actresses from Jennifer Lawrence to Kate Winslet have opened up about sexual harassment in Hollywood. So far, Weinstein has not been charged, but it's important to note there's no statute of limitations in New York. In other news, are you guys excited for the new season of Stranger Things later in October? Season 2 of Stranger Things debuts October 27th, just in time for Halloween. The 80s-themed sci-fi show was a runaway hit for Netflix last year. That's your entertainment news for Thursday, October 19th. Now back to Devin.
Thank you guys for the news. This has been KRHS 90.1 FM with your afternoon news break. Make sure you stay tuned for more great music.
This is DJ Jokin, and you are listening to KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio. Here at KRHS, we have all social medias. We have Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow us on any social media at KRHS Media.
My name is Israel Randon. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. However, my mom was born in Mexico. My mom first came to this country when she was 16. She came to the United States because she wanted to have a better life. During her first year in the US, she got pregnant with me. My mom and I lived in Atlanta until I was 4 because my mom thought it would be a better idea if we moved to Mexico, where my grandma lived. When we moved to Mexico, I felt like an outsider because it was a completely different environment. The food was different, the toys were different, the living was different. However, I got used to it. Then when I was 6, my mom asked my grandmother to take care of me because she was moving back to the United States. So I lived in Mexico with my grandma for 3 more years. During those 3 years, I went to elementary school and I also skipped 3rd grade, so I went straight to 4th grade. After completing the 4th grade, my mom wanted me to move back to the United States so I could live with her again. I didn't want to, because that meant I was going to leave everything behind and I would have to start all over again. But it wasn't my call, so I moved back to the United States when I was 10. When I moved to the United States, I moved to St. Louis, Missouri. And when I started going to school here, I felt like an outsider once again, since I could not relate to anybody and I could not speak the language. But eventually I learned to speak English. Pronunciation was bad at first, so I got made fun of. But despite all of that, I kept working on myself, and I still do. My story is not unlike many other Latin foreigners who come to this country. According to the American Immigration Council, the foreign-born share of Missouri's population rose from 1.6% in 1990 to 2.7% in 2000 to 3.9% in 2013. Missouri was home to 233,261 immigrants, only 1.1% of the state's population, or 65,000 people, in 2012. According to the report by the Pew Hispanic Center, most of them are unauthorized immigrants. With so much political fever over immigration laws, the DACA dreamers, and in building a wall to increase the divide, as the Latin community living in America at this time. This podcast is about exploring what it is like living as a Hispanic in the United States today. For those who have grown up here as citizens, to those who have left their country to find a better life. Is America allowing them to gain that American dream? I'm Israel Rendon, and this is Living Hispanic in America, a podcast series supported by KRHS Media and the Rittner School District.
Are you ready for the 2017 prom? If not, here's a small limerick for you. If you're gonna go to prom, get a tux so you'll be the bomb. Just a couple more weeks, bring your moves, your great techniques. When you go to the prom, make sure you're calm, and a good dance will be within your palm. Remember, prom is April 29th.
It's the scoop.
Scoop.
It's the scoop.
Scoop.
Rittner High School, scoop on sports. This is Kobe Smith for Rittner Sports Scoop. Today I interview Zach Bowman and Drew Lawness to get their scoop on the upcoming golf season. All right, I'm here with Zach Bowman. Zach, how important is golfing to you?
It's super important for me because I'm trying to go to college for golf and get it through college with golf.
How long have you been golfing?
Since 11, so like 6 years now.
What has golfing done for your life?
It's given me like a thing to go to when I'm in a bad time and like need something to do.
Where do you see golfing taking you?
Hopefully it takes me to college and maybe somewhere else in life. Get me out of here.
It's good. It's been a while since we've had anybody that's advanced past districts in golf. So having Zach here gives us a pretty good shot to get through the next round.
Do you see Zach advancing and doing something with his golfing?
I hope so. I think that he should. He's already placed second and third in state freshman sophomore year. So, you know, I'm hoping he does the same, if not better. And then also looking forward to see what he does on the college level.
So that's it for today's Rittner Sports Scoop. Be back later with more scoop. This is Kobe Smith.
Every year, approximately 7.6 million dogs, cats, rabbits, and many other kinds of animals enter animal shelters nationwide. 3.9 million of those animals are dogs. 3.4 million are cats. Of the 7.6 million animals, only 2.7 million of those animals are adopted each year. 35% of the dogs that enter shelters are adopted, and 37% of shelter cats are adopted. Each year, approximately 2.7 million animals are euthanized due to illness, aggression, or to make room in shelters because not enough animals are adopted. 31% of shelter dogs are euthanized, and 41% of shelter cats are euthanized. Please consider adopting a shelter pet. They can only wait so long for their forever homes. If you can't adopt, consider donating supplies. Most shelters have a list of things they need on their website. Another way to help shelter pets is simply volunteering your time at a local shelter. This message was brought to you by ASPCA.org and KRHS Media.
If you ain't got no plans, come out and watch our Rittner Huskies put on a show against Rockwood Summer Falcons Saturday, September 16th at 1 p.m. for the homecoming game. It's your boy Big Money Shock with KRHS Media at 90.1, located at Rittner High School. I'm out.
These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. Man, it really, really, really sucks. Man, it really does suck.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. It really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
Really does suck.
This is the podcast series, Things That Suck, starring Tristan Talton and me, Dev Hudson. Wow, that song.
Sucks.
Sucks.
Man, it really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck.
It really does suck.
These are the things that suck.
I'm Tristan Talton.
And I'm Devin Hudson. And this is Things That Suck. Each week we pick a topic and discuss what we hate about it. This week we are discussing food.
Man, food. I love it. I love food. I love food so much. And you can't tell, my DJ name is Super Size Fantastic. Super Size. Because I love food so much. Actually, wait. My first DJ name was DJ Big Mac.
DJ Big
Mac. It was DJ. Why it was DJ Big Mac.
Why DJ Big Mac?
It fit my personality, dude. But like
you,
big.
So you're messy and sloppy? Because Big Macs, you know, you be trying to hold them.
Sometimes.
Then the lettuce fall out.
Sometimes you get that good Big Mac.
Sometimes you get a good Big Mac.
That fall off, you know?
Yeah, the nice, that's why succulent, I got, juicy.
But it was DJ Big Mac at first. And then this one day I had forgot it. So I was just going off of, and I had said DJ Supersize. And it stuck for the rest of us a car.
Oh, like because McDonald's got the Supersize, like Supersize fries.
Yeah. I mean, because McDonald's is, McDonald's be cool sometimes. It's just, it's nasty.
It do be a little greasy, you know? And it's just sometimes a problem. But, you know, sometimes the grease, it just don't work. Sometimes it be piping hot.
Yeah.
And then it burn your tongue. Like, you want to keep eating the fries because they taste good.
Yeah, the fries are good. The meat is,
it's kind of, eh.
Oh.
It's a toss-up. Who knows?
The meat is like, they say it's horse, but I don't know. I mean, the people that say it's horse, they're eating the horse.
Yeah, they're eating basically horse.
They eat the Big Mac. They just don't want to tell nobody.
It's cool.
I feel like everybody ate a Big Mac before, even vegetarians.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure vegetarians don't eat meat.
You might not know that.
What do you mean, might not know that?
Vegetarians are front of people. Like people could be like this acting at school, and they get home and don't really be like that.
So you're saying
vegetarians could be acting in front of people by eating lettuce and tomatoes, but when they get home, they smashing them some McDonald's.
So when nobody around, that's when they eating the food.
Yeah, vegetarians are the fakest people in the world.
Oh, fake?
What you don't know is that they fake.
So what about vegans? Are they even faker than vegetarians?
Yep.
But you just said vegetarian. I'm confused.
Yeah, dude, look. They eat every food. This, not everybody knows about it. Think about it, bro. Vegetarians be like, oh, so you don't eat that? You don't eat meat? I'm like, no, I'm a vegetarian. I only want the salad. Can I please have the salad? Go home. Steak, chicken.
So they eat more meat than we do. Because I don't even eat steak. Because I'm broke.
Yes. Think about it.
Oh, because they're saving the money from eating all the salad.
Yep. Then so they have enough money to buy them a good T-bone steak.
That's smart. Maybe we should become vegetarian.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I couldn't do it.
That's a little too much.
It's already.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's already too late for me, man. It's like think about it. That's like the you know how all Chinese places got like the A+ on there?
Nah, I've actually never seen a grade on a Chinese place.
I've seen A plus on a few Chinese places.
But you know what really sucks, man? They say it's mice in there, but you know, they found rats in it. And it sucks that it's rats in it, but I still eat it anyway. Like,
if it's rat is good.
I mean, apparently, maybe rat isn't such a bad thing. Because if you cook, I heard if you cook something, all the bacteria goes
away.
That's
what I said.
So I'm saying maybe it's like, okay, it's a rat.
I mean,
people eat snakes.
Yeah, people eat possum.
Yeah.
People eat deer.
Yeah, deer. Bugs. Like, I mean, if you can eat, like, what do they call them? Like, what are the little deer testicles called that people be eating? If you can eat deer testicles, obviously you can eat a rat. Like, you feel?
Think about it. People are like, oh, man, I love me some Chinaman.
Yeah.
You love a rat then, so don't be scared when you see one crawling around.
That's what I'm saying.
You just ate his cousin. Think about it.
Pretty much. So you might as well just eat that one
too. And then the Chinese places are like so, they stores are so weird.
Yeah, they're so scary. It's like one of them, I went into one, it's in Wells. I'm telling you, like, you open the door, it's just a big blank room. And then it's like, there's one, so it's like, there's like a window just right there that they open up out of nowhere. Nothing.
Yeah.
you can't see the kitchen or nothing. They just randomly bring up your food.
What's up, man? It's crazy because that new place down the road, the Dollar Express,
oh, yeah.
That's a house. I feel like that was a house before.
It looked like a house because.
Like, I was passing by. I didn't know it was no Chinaman until we pulled, like, the first time
you
I
actually
went there.
Pulled in. Yeah.
Bro, I meant that. I'm like, Bobby.
Who
house is this? Like, you walk in, I'm like, people cooking. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
If you had never been here, Dollar Express is like.
It's basically like Panda Express.
It's like Panda Express.
Except cheaper.
It's what it says.
Yeah, it's literally.
Dollar Express.
It's Panda Express that costs a dollar for each scoop.
Each scoop. So, like, come and find out, that's 5 scoops in your plate, man.
Yeah, because you know.
That's crazy. And it's not like no scoops for
each
one.
It's a nice big spoon.
It's nice scoops.
The one that's like the size of my head. The one my mama used to beat me with when I was a kid. Yeah, that big. It's a real nice spoon.
The scoops, good scoops. $1, $2.
Yeah, then they got the general.
Drinks.
I don't know how to say it. I think it's General Toso or
Zal. It's so. Because Tsunami start with a T.
Oh, but you don't pronounce it. So it's General Sue.
So.
Toso.
People say Toso.
But it's really just
so.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why food gotta have such
weird names?
Weird, like, why can't it be something normal?
Like the Uncle Luguini.
Like, I was like,
what is that?
Like
crepe. Luguini.
Like crepe. I don't, like, wow. Is it like, a crap or a crepe?
It wouldn't be good if it's gonna have a real name.
This
let it be good.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Ratatouille?
I don't even know what that, like, I seen it on Ratatouille.
I seen the movie.
Yeah, but it
think about it. See, look, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Ratatouille is like a Italian food. Yeah. So that's how you know all the food's connected. Watch this. I'm going to school you real quick.
Oh, you're going to school.
Ratatouille. It's a movie about that food and rats.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Ratatouille is connected to Chinaman.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is the meat made of in Chinaman?
Rats.
Oh my God. So while the ratatouille is in Italy, the rats making that food,
the
Italy people are selling it
to China
and us to make our chicken fried rice.
So then it's like a big chain. It's like
a big chain.
So what does America give back to the Italians? Do we give them
give
them McDonald's?
Redheads.
Redheads?
You seen the movie, right?
Redheads. The movie.
He was a redhead person.
Because they don't. Yes. Ain't no redheads.
Ain't no redheads in Italy.
So we gave them.
Yeah. That's crazy. Think about it. It's a whole chain.
It's a whole chain.
We give each other something. It's crazy. It might be food, might be people,
might be rats.
Rats, right. But either way, we eat all of them. Wow. Even the people. You seen Zombieland?
Yeah. And then sometimes it's just confusing. You ever just thought, like, how people come up with these names?
Yeah.
Like, why is it called Panda Express? Like, why a panda out of all animals?
Right. Why can't it be called Fox Express?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, did pandas make it or something?
Right. Yeah.
Did you use the panda's intestines to make this meat? Because, you know, from what I've heard, like, you know, we find rats in the Chinaman.
Pandas
we find
are
horses
going
in
extinct.
McDonald's. Pandas are going extinct. So maybe that's where they're going. Panda Express.
In our stomachs.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
I don't eat panda.
You don't eat Panda?
I never ate Panda for real, for real.
Yeah, I mean, I eat it at like Six Flags, you know, the mall.
That's the last time I ate Panda was at Six Flags.
Yeah.
Speaking of Six Flags, funnel cakes.
On point.
But turkey legs, sometimes they good. Yeah. Sometimes.
It just depends on when you catch them.
Sometimes. Sometimes they be dry.
Yeah.
Sometimes they be juicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It can't be dry and then one be juicy. Like, why? How mine dry, but the person behind me get a juicy? Right. You can see the grease dripping off of it, but mine's
the other like dust this. Falling off.
I mean, like, I bite it and it
does
break a tooth trying to eat
Come
it.
Come on, man. You can't do that. Like, people, see, look, if you're going to cook something, cook it right.
Yeah. Like, don't be, and be consistent.
Right.
It's like basketball. If you're not consistent, we're taking you out the game. But you know what? We need to start taking some of these food places out the
That's
game.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they inconsistent all the time.
Right. I'm going to go back to McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm Tristan Talton. Please let me get a cheeseburger, please. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quick. It was quick. I'm like, okay.
Ooh.
Why they put a whole onion, ketchup, and shredded cheese on my stuff?
Shredded cheese?
Shredded cheese.
Not even regular cheese?
Shredded cheese.
You saw the white in it, didn't you?
What? Man. What?
Are you kidding
me? Are you serious?
Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, that's what I'm going
to ask you. Are you serious? Like, that's so... I mean, I ate it. It was good.
You can't be ungrateful.
You can't be ungrateful. Especially somebody give you food.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you'd be is ungrateful if somebody give you food. And even if it's nasty.
Yeah.
And you ever been to your friend's house and...
Yeah, and they offer you food and then you be like...
Okay. What is this, man?
You don't want to throw it up because their mama right there
is talking right there, like oh, it's good, ain't it, baby?
It's good, baby. And you just want to be like,
It's cool. It's good, Miss Jenkins. It's good.
And then you wait till they sit in the front room and start watching their show. They slide over to the
I got used to the trash can. Hit that.
I got used to the bathroom, man. Throw it out on the way to the trash can.
That's crazy. Like,
that's I ain't having to do it, but you got to do it sometimes.
You got to do it sometimes. I did it the other day to my auntie.
Oh, your auntie?
Yeah. Made some chili. Chili.
I'm not really a chili fan. You're
what?
Nah.
You for real?
Yeah, I'm not a chili
fan. I'm a chili fan.
Yeah.
Chili. With some sugar in it.
With some sugar. Why the... You know, I noticed that a lot of people put sugar in their food.
Yeah, sugar and spaghetti.
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Maybe that's why you're not a chili fan.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I haven't
put some sugar in it.
Maybe I need to put some sugar in it. Maybe I need to try that.
Yeah, man. It's stupid not to.
You know what's crazy? Like, it's so many things that you can do with it. With food, but yet we don't know what to do with it.
Right. Like, who fries ice cream?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I tried some fried ice cream.
Is it good?
Delicious.
Delicious?
But I mean, like, who would think to fry ice
fried
cream?
Fried ice cream.
Like, what made you think that I'm gonna put this ice cream?
This cold ice cream in this hot grease.
Like, sometimes I'll be wondering, like, what do y'all be thinking? Like, what makes y'all do this? Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm not.
Like, it'd be good, but you just thinking, like, why? Who was stupid enough to make this?
Yeah. Probably somebody just accidentally dropped the ice cream cone. Maybe the ice cream machine was broke, squirting everywhere. And it's like, how about we just put it in a fryer? Maybe that'll stop it.
But when it melt, doesn't they put stuff around it?
Yeah, I don't understand how it melts, how it doesn't melt.
That's crazy. I never had it before. Like, I asked my cousin, like, have you ever had, like, Brussels sprouts? No. Brussels sprouts so nasty.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts is nasty.
Do you eat? Have you ate Brussels sprouts before?
Yeah, I had.
My cousin never ate Brussels sprouts, so how would he know it was nasty?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people just think, oh, I don't like this vegetable.
So
I
don't like no vegetables. That's why my sister is. She doesn't like nothing green, so she's not going to eat nothing green.
I'm not going to lie. That's me, too. Like, but the only way I can eat vegetables is like this. I have to eat it, like I have to bite it, and then drink water like it's a pill. Basically, it's like I'm popping vegetables for a living. So that's things about food that suck.
I'm Tristan Talton.
And I'm Devin Hudson. And we return next week with more things that suck.
Oh my God, every time I turn on the radio, they always have the same boring music playing.
Oh no, baby. Just turn it to KRHS 90.1 FM radio.
At KRHS, we have a variety of music. From Manic Monday to Alternative Tuesday. Don't forget, Girl Power Wednesday. Throwback Thursday, and even Current Hits Friday. We are Ridner High School Station, the place for all Husky fans.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the KRHS Media Podcast Show. And my name is Israel, and today we're going to talk about The Life of Pablo. The Life of Pablo is Kanye West's seventh studio album, and if you don't know who Kanye West, then you've probably been living under a rock. But don't worry about it, I'm going to help you a little bit. Kanye West is an American recording artist, songwriter, record producer, fashion designer, and entrepreneur. The album was originally entitled So Help Me God, then Swish, and briefly after Waves. Then later on, Kanye announced that the title could be acronymized as TLOP. A few months later, he announced that the title of the album was going to be The Life of Pablo. The title takes on many personas, referring to Pablo Picasso, a famous artist, Pablo Escobar, a famous drug dealer, and Paul the Postle, whose name is Pablo in Spanish. Kanye West described the album live on The Breakfast Club, and he said this: "This album is just embracing the music, embracing joy, and being service to the people. I just hope that people like it and enjoy it. That's it. You know?" When the album first released, it was exclusive to Tidal, boosting the app to first place in the App Store. Later on April 1st, 2016, the album was finally made available to stream on other streaming sites such as Spotify and Apple Music, and he also made it available to purchase directly from KanyeWest.com. Also, when Kanye West released The Life of Pablo, it was not complete. So as the months went by, he kept making changes to the album, and he kept adding songs to the album. In my opinion, The Life of Pablo is a masterpiece since it has many artists on the album, and it has a great variety in songs and different types of rhythms and stuff like that. So this has been 5 Facts and Data for The Life of Pablo with your host, Israel, for KRHS Media. Thank you for listening.
I'm Gabby, and you're listening to KRHS. Are you tired? Do you think school starts too early? You're not the only one. Next year, Ridner High School will move their start time from 8:10 to 8:05 a.m. This may not seem like a big deal, but numerous studies have shown the amount of sleep students get is directly related to their test scores and grades. A study done by James S. Cole showed that students who woke up at 7 a.m. or later had significantly higher grades than students who woke up at 6 a.m. or earlier. Chronic inadequate sleep can not only lead to poor academic performance, but bad moods and behavioral issues as well. On top of all that, lack of sleep can also cause more serious health problems such as an increased risk of obesity, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. In order to increase the amount of sleep students get and minimize the negative effects of lack of sleep, the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, encourage school districts to delay school start times for middle and high school students. Making the day start later could not only improve grades and behavior, but attendance as well. Students would have more time in the morning and wouldn't have as many tardies. Ritner, I think this decision is definitely something to sleep on. I'm Gabby Anderson, and this has been a message from KRHS.
I'm Matt Magruder, and this is Coach Talk. I'm here with your head volleyball coach, Ellen Kim.
So, what is your record?
Our current record is 4-3.
Well, how's your team looking right now?
Right now, we're in a little bit of a slump. We started off strong. We were 3-0, and then we lost 3 in a row and won our last game. Right now, I think that girls are just a little bit stressed about the losses, and they just need to get over that, and they'll be doing fine.
How will you help your players overcome your slump?
We've talked a lot about it, and I've, you know, sent messages to some of the girls and just got their ideas. And I think I'm going to let my captains maybe plan a practice one of these days to see what they want to work on to try to help them out.
How long have you been coaching?
This is my 16th year at Ritner and my 12th year as head coach.
What's your expectations for this season?
I'd like us to maintain or be above our 500 record that we usually have. Right now we're 4-3, so we're above that. And then our next big event coming up is our Ritner tournament here at home, September 22nd and 23rd. So come out and support.
How do you think that will go?
The teams that we have coming out are really strong, so we'd have to play amazing to aim for first or second.
Thank you, Coach Kim. This is Matt Magruder with Coach Talk.
Did you know that 11 teens die every day due to texting and driving? 35% of teens admit to texting and driving. Don't be like them. The solution is simple. Don't text and drive.
How's it going? DJ Jokin here, and I'm here to talk to you about Stranger Things today. First, I have 5 fun facts to get you guys started off. Number 1. Caleb McLaughlin. The actor who plays Lucas requested wear a camouflage bandana during the show. He's seen wearing one in the final 3 episodes. Number 2. The kids formed a close bond by starting a group chat before the shooting even began. Number 3. Hopper's trailer reportedly only cost the art department $1 to buy. And number 4. Holly was actually played by the twins Aniston and Tensley Price. And last but not least, number 5. They tested their idea for the series by cutting together a fake trailer for the show using clips from more than 25 different movies. I found every single one of these facts on BuzzFeed.com. Personally, I would give this show a 4.5 out of 5 stars. Reason being is because it kind of takes the concept of the Goonies, in my opinion.
You don't know what I'm going through. Everyone thinks I have a perfect life,
but you don't know my story.
Ritter students share stories of conflict and success, so we can be reminded that we never know what someone is going through. This is You Don't Know My Story, a podcast series by KRHS Media.
My name is Izzy Clark, and this is my story. I grew up in a single-parent household my whole life with just a mom, and my dad left when I was around 2, so I don't really have any memory of him or what it was like to have a dad. The most father figure I ever had were the few boyfriends she had over the years, and all of them were very abusive, emotionally and physically, and they would hurt my sister and I and my mom. And so growing up in a household like that, it was hard. But growing up now, I think it's helped me a lot just to be a better person, because being treated like that and seeing my mother treated like that growing up really put into perspective like how I treat people. Because being treated like that and watching my mom, my little sister, I wouldn't want anyone to ever feel like that the way that we did. And so I try a little extra hard to be nice to people and to make them feel better about themselves and everything else, because I wanted the same girl. And no one's perfect. Like, I obviously still have problems. One is, like, I give people a lot of chances because I always feel like everyone is good deep down and they all deserve as much patience as you can give them. But honestly, that's not always a good quality to have, because sometimes you allow yourself to be pushed around and taken advantage of, like my mom did with a lot of those boyfriends. And now, I'd say I'm at a okay spot in my life. I'm living my best life to my full potential, and I'm not going to let things that happened in my past affect what's going on today.
As we know, Halloween is right around the corner, and me, Reese Sherman, wants to know what it means to our Ritner students. First up is sophomore Amon Oaks with why he doesn't celebrate Halloween.
I'm going on outside and I'm scared of stuff.
Next up is Hope Houston, a junior here at Ritner, who decides to tell us about her Halloween tradition.
It's always been a tradition of our family, and we just pass out candy in our neighborhood and have a little bonfire.
Hope goes on to tell us what it means to her as well.
It just means a time of gathering with friends and family, being able to eat food and just hang out.
My last interview was with senior Trent Kawasa. He went on to tell us why he does celebrate Halloween compared to why he does not.
Yes, I celebrate Halloween, but not because of death or ghosts or golems. I celebrate Halloween for the candy.
This is Reese Sherman with this year's Halloween podcast, and you're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM.
Nope.
1.6 million car accidents happen each year in the United States because of cell phone usage. The most common app used during these accidents is Snapchat. So the next time you're in the car, be aware of this silent killer. The filters of doom could get you too.
For our genre, I just like to, you know, keep things exciting and keep making music. Shout out to everybody that's trying to do the same thing. More life is coming soon, and more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
What's good? This is Ultimate Media Rewind. We review everything popular in media.
While you're at it, go follow us on Snapchat, Instagram, and YouTube at KRHS Media.
More life is a Jamaican slang phrase. It basically means you're going to continue enjoying life in a good way. Before we get started with the podcast, I would like to give you a short description of who Drake is, just in case you don't know who he is. Drake is a Canadian rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, and actor. Drake initially gained recognition as an actor on the teen drama television series Degrassi, The Next Generation in the early 2000s. Intent on pursuing a career as a rapper, he departed the series in 2007 following the release of his debut mixtape, Room for Improvement. He released two further independent projects, Comeback Season and So Far Gone, before signing to Lil Wayne's Young Money Entertainment in June 2009. I think that's enough for now, but let's talk about what really matters. Drake's 2017 album, More Life.
Time to shake the dice, time to change the lie. No more 9 to 5, autopilot dry. Used to work the fries, now we super size. We gon' suit and tie, we gon' touch the sky.
A day before his birthday on October 24th, Drake went on OVO Sound Radio to announce a new project while premiering new songs such as One Unknown Remix, Fake Love, Two Birds, One Stone, and Sneaking featuring 21 Savage. The album dropped March 18, 2017. The album contains 23 tracks, which is awesome. The album features many great artists such as Kanye West, Skepta, and Travis Scott. My favorite track of the album was Glow because it features Kanye West. Also, I was wondering if other people like that song as much as I do, so I went around school asking classmates if they heard Drake's More Life, and what was their favorite song.
Perfect!
Alright, so today's question is, have you listened to Drake's More album, More Life?
Yes.
What is your favorite song on it?
Free Smoke.
Why do you like that song?
It has a good vibe to it, and it's like very turn-up-y, kinda, you know, it's kinda enjoyable, really.
Okay, what is your least favorite song?
I think it's called KMT. It's where you kinda ripped off another rapper, and I don't like that.
Okay, so what would you rate Drake's album on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 6.
Why?
I feel like it's repetitive. It's very the same. Every song is kind of have the same message.
Do you have any last thoughts before we end this interview?
No.
Alright, thank you.
Perfect!
In my opinion, the album was great, and like I said before, this is just the beginning of what's to come in 2017. I'm Israel Random for KRHS Media and Ultimate Media Rewind, and this has been a bite-sized review for Drake's album, More Life.
We've been there. We've seen the teams. We conquered the other schools. It's not easy to be a Husky. Being a Husky, you gotta be strong, agile, confident. All Huskies. The Husky Awards on Friday, Monday 19th, 2017. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I wanna see all my Husky Warriors there.
You know, you gotta understand that police are doing what they're doing for a reason.
Meet Officer Will Liu, patrolman for San Diego Police Department. He serves as an SRO, or school resource officer, for Ridner High School. Often you will find Liu's face featured on San Diego PD Facebook page or community newspaper articles, highlighting the outreach programs offered by his department. It is hard not to find his friendly smile on his face. Like many from the San Diego department, Liu was a part of the support offered to the neighboring community of Ferguson during the protests of 2014.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time down there, and it was a different experience. We mentioned talking about going to war. You know, it's gunfire, shots fired left and right. You're watching people burn down a city, light buildings on fire, do whatever they want. You know, the people that lived down in Ferguson did not want Ferguson to burn.
Lou was suited up in riot gear, holding line as he faced protesters who could be found tossing insults, spinning in his face or items to his head.
You know, being a police officer, I do understand that, you know, my job is what it is. You know, after years and years of the protest, there's an understanding that there is some frustration there. Because clearly, something's going on that is causing people to do these protests and stuff. I'm not talking about the riots. I'm not talking about the guys that are down there busting up windows and the guys throwing rocks and bottles. You know, there's a very few percentage of people that do that, but then there is a lot of people who are down there exercising their rights, and they are protesting and for something that they truly, truly believe in.
It is the same scene being repeated for the last few weeks to the officers in downtown St. Louis since the Shockley verdict on September 15th. Lou, an alumni of Rittner School District, feels like working with kids is a natural fit for him.
Everyone has different roles in a police department. What fits your personality? You know, you can do so many different things that'll fit you as a person in police. You know, build good relations with your community, you can. If you want to take investigations and go further with it and become a detective, you can. You know, so when I started police work, they asked me, where do I want to be in a couple years? And, you know, at the department I was at then, I told them I'd see myself as a DARE officer. And I did that for a little bit, and now I'm in the school, and, you know, I'm still working with kids, and I love it.
We asked Lou, how does he feel about the large divide growing between the citizens of St. Louis?
Of course, my wife sees the stories, and, you know, we got to go through the facts, and, like, all this stuff, like the recent one. You know, and now the facts are coming out afterwards of why this decision was made, and if, you know, people actually take the time to read why the decision was made and why it was received and approached the way it was, then yeah, they'll understand it a lot more, you know. But they'll only hear initial statements and stuff like that.
He's a man doing his job for his community. He lives here, raised his family here. He believes in reaching out will serve more in closing that gap. Maybe officers like Lou can establish the relationships with future generations within our community, so we won't have to pick sides anymore.
Well, yeah, and you know, they get to see me that I'm a person. It's called, you know, humanizing the badge, that I am a person, that I do have a family, and that I don't just, you know, come in, I'm not a robot. I don't just come in, do my job with a straight face and sit there and stand on the wall, and then at the end of the day, I go home. That's not what it's about. You know, I don't just come in to collect a paycheck. I come in, I do my job, I keep everyone safe, or I try to at least. But, you know, we have fun with the kids, and they see us doing that, and we build relationships with them, because I do want kids to think that they can come to the police when they need help. I don't want them always thinking that, man, that guy, you know, I don't like the cops and this and that. Well, why? Oh, I watched a movie, or I seen something on the internet and this and that. Well, interact with me and tell me to my face that you don't like me after hanging out with me for a week, and tell me that my life doesn't matter after I spent all this time working with kids and stuff like that.
I'm Tristan Talton for KRHS Media, sponsored by the Rittner School District, music provided by bensound.com. Do you like karaoke? Do you like free tickets?
I do like free tickets.
Yeah, me too.
Well, KRHS will be hosting an Instagram karaoke competition. The competition will start October 2nd. The voting will start the 16th through the 20th. Winners of the competition will win 2 tickets to a haunted house. Yeah, a haunted house. So how about y'all start submitting these videos to KRHS Media and let the best man win?
I'm Rashad Caves, and this program is taking a look at different opinions on marijuana use in America. Marijuana is not a legal substance for use in all states. Some states have begun to legalize for medical use. In the case of Colorado, they have gone as far as making it available for recreational use. We talk with Rittner staff members to hear what is going on and some of the positives and negatives for the usage. First, we talk to social studies teacher David Bischlein.
Marijuana is a challenging drug because you can grow it anywhere.
So it'd be difficult to tax marijuana, so I think that's probably one reason why it's not legal.
Baseline. A Reno High School government teacher explains the debate over marijuana legalization.
I think in the history of the use of marijuana, it probably does have some medicinal uses, but it also become quite addictive. And when people are abusing any drug, it can be a problem. And I think marijuana can be abused. It's more harmful than most people think.
Next, we talk with business teacher Denise Schindler, who shares some history about the drug.
I grew up in a time where a lot of people used it, and I saw the side effects of it.
Schindler points out the fact that marijuana is a gateway drug to harder drugs.
One of our really good friends' son passed away at age 21 because of a heroin overdose. He started with marijuana.
But then people say, well, alcohol is the same way, and that's true, but alcohol has been used since for all of mankind, and marijuana has not been used that long. So a lot of it is just human nature.
And our human nature is to continue to debate and research to find a higher ground. I'm Rashad K from KRHS Radio.
Radioactive Radio is my favorite station.
Yeah, I listen to Radioactive Radio.
Yeah, I listen to Radioactive Radio.
I listen to Radioactive Radio.
You are listening to KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, the home of the Huskies. Broadcast from Ridner High School in Overland, Missouri.